And so now, the Seattle Labor Chorus with Janet Stecker.
This is a year of anniversaries. You've heard about the centennial of the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition, the 90th anniversary of the Seattle General Strike. Then there's the 75th anniversary of the San Francisco General Strike, and the 10th anniversary of the anti-war, anti-WTO demonstrations right here in Seattle. This year also marks Pete Seeger's 90th birthday. Besides being a great musician, lifelong activist, and all-round good guy, we're particularly fond of Pete, because were it not for him, we would not exist. In 1997, after many, many years of invitations to play at Folklife, Pete finally agreed, but only if he had a labor chorus to back him up. And so with the hard work of Bob Barnes, Scott Reed, Lou and Joan Truscoff, the Seattle Labor Chorus was born. This first song is one of Pete's lesser-known creations. The original lyrics call for the listener to come to the jazz fest, but we couldn't resist tweaking it just a tad. So now we have, in honor of Pete and our present hosts, join us at Folklife.
Of another one of our musical heroes, and that is Leon Russelson. Now, I'm sorry, I don't remember which birthday it is for him, but he is being suitably feted back home in England, believe me. He plays a similar role to Pete that Pete does here in the history of the English political song movement. He's not exactly the grandfather there. It's more like weird old Uncle Leon. And he's not, I'm very fond of him, I can say that. And he's known in particular, he's really known for being particularly wordy and grim. And so we have chosen one of our favorite examples to sing tonight.
Shut behind. Other hands carry your luggage. days of December, our chorus participates in the annual Figgy Pudding Choral Competition. This worthy event raises money for the Pike Place Senior Center and involves about 30 choral groups. We are proud that every year we have been chosen as finalists in the judges' or audience favorite category, and we think it might be because of what we choose to sing about. We don't just sing regular old Christmas carols, but have been inspired to find or write parodies of the holiday chestnuts that fit our message of equity, peace, and justice. Because we and our audiences enjoy these songs so much, we recorded and produced a CD of them called Ring It In. You can buy it at the Folk Life store. This next song shows where all of those always low prices come from.
Hark! The Walmart banners say it's made in the USA, but read the fine print and you'll see most things come from overseas. Sweatshop factories exploit children while the Waltons rake in billions. Tell us where your factories are. Do they exploit the working poor? Hark to the Walmart, we do say, people deserve a living wage. A quarter an hour in Honduras, just 5 cents in Bangladesh, 7 day weeks in Guatemala, Indonesians earn 10 cents. Workers beaten for mistakes. Walmart, this is a disgrace. Tell us where your factories are. Do they exploit the working poor? Hark to Walmart, we do say, people deserve a living wage. Walmart sweatshops won't stay secret. We will let the whole world see. We don't want our hard-earned money siphoned off by corporate greed. We want human rights today. Walmart, we won't go away. Tell us where your factories are. Do they exploit the working poor? Hark to Walmart, we do say, people deserve a living wage.
Even though there are now lots of independent cafes out there that sell nothing but fair trade coffee. The number one buyer of fair trade coffee in the world is Starbucks. Fair trade coffee is only a portion, a very small portion of what they sell. But they still buy 10% of the fair trade coffee that's imported into the US. And this year they're doubling what they buy. They don't do this because they're just good hearted. In fact, they work very hard to avoid paying benefits, and they're doing some pretty dirty union busting right now. But they buy fair trade coffee because you made them do it. Consumers saw the unfairness in the coffee system market. They got together, they made noise, they made demands, and because of that, Starbucks is paying fair trade prices for 40 million pounds of coffee this year. That's the power of consumer awareness. It all starts with us finding out what goes on up the supply chain and getting together and making it better. This song by Marie Eaton is about that.
Ruby Dee's my name. I've been picking cotton on this farm for 20 years. My daddy planted every row. We all worked hard to grow the cotton to clothe America. But then the big farms came to town, and the banks foreclosed, and you wear my sorrow on your back. Did you know, when you bought that shirt at Walmart, did you know, that they're poisoning the water, and the little farms are dying to hang another t-shirt in your closet? Did you know?
Songs are about people who work and make things. Now, in the interest of fairness and balance, we present a number addressed to those who shop and buy, and the highly effective consumer support industry that makes sure they do. And remember, it's your patriotic duty to flash your plastic whenever possible.
Tough.
75 years ago this month, maritime workers in San Francisco went out on strike. The vicious response of the business interests and police left two unionists dead. Our next song describes how the strikers turned tragedy to victory with a general strike that shut down the city and with a funeral procession, 50,000 mourners strong, a silent march past the thousands more who came to honor the martyred men. We're indebted to John Fromer for this eloquent tribute. Take off your hats.
So take a look at these docks where the water meets the land. Take a moment to remember thousands took a stand. Take courage from the workers, Brother Harry Bridges led. Take off your hats for the martyr dead. For $1 an hour, talking union pay. For a hiring hall and a 6-hour day. For a life of security, a life without fear. We stood our ground in front of that pier. Strikers were arrested, beaten and gassed. Hundreds of police tried to get the strike breakers passed. Ships lay empty, shut down in port. They knew the power of the union in 1934. So take a look at these docks where the water meets the land. Take a moment to remember thousands took a stand. Take courage from the workers, Brother Harry Bridges led. Take off your hats for the martyr dead. 1,000 police lined up near Rincon Hill. With sawed-off shotguns, they aimed to kill. Hundreds were wounded in bloody Thursday's attack. Howard Sperry and Nick Portnoy's lay dead, bullets in their back. People were outraged, called a general strike. Not a shop was open, not a bus or cab inside. 50,000 marched in silence behind their brothers slain. Up Market Street to victory, they did not die in vain. So take a look at these docks where the water meets the land. Take a moment to remember. Thousands took a stand. Take courage from the workers, Brother Harry Bridges led. Take off your hats for the martyr dead. Take off your hats for the martyr
It's too easy in this country to have a pretty good education and still not know much of anything about the history of working people. It's just not taught in schools or presented in your average TV sitcom backstory. Many of us first learned about labor history through the songs we sing, and it's been a great pleasure keeping these stories ever before our audiences. And it's also very easy to tune in regularly to the network news and not hear a single word about the wars that America is fighting or the ones we are funding. That is also our task, to keep those stories before you as well. This English song is supposedly based on a Bulgarian folk tune. Our women sing this sorrowful tribute to the soldiers and their mothers caught in this ever-repeating story of loss.
Took my
no hiding place. Oh, mother, hear the drum beat in the village square. Oh, mother, the drums for me to go for a soldier there. Mother, sisters, wives, weep for us. Martyrs gained, we die alone.
Thank you so much for coming. We're looking forward to continue to raise our voices together for peace and justice. If you'd like to sing a song with a social conscience, come over to the Intimont Theater Court tomorrow morning at 12, or tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. There'll be 3 hours of workshops presented by the SWAT team, that is singers with activist tendencies. Thank you. We dedicate this last number to the Rogue Valley Peace Choir from Ashland, Oregon. We just learned they've had to cancel their Folklife appearance because their conductor, Dave Marston, is quite ill. We love singing for you, and we hope to see you in the streets.
Hand in hand.
Labor Chorus.